This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
So let me get to this point, and then I want you to get back to your fan thing, okay? Sounds bad. The question you had for the fans about seeing people as humans, players as humans. I want to address this. I've been kind of working on other things here over the last 3 days, and I knew I was eventually going to do it because I looked down on the sidelines of the game on Sunday, and I looked and I saw Mike Vrabel. I went, ah, it's interesting. He's not supposed to be on the sidelines during game day. At least he's allowed to be anywhere. It wasn't like he's barred from the sidelines, but they always said he wouldn't have a game day role.
Yeah, we had asked around before the season started, and we were told basically, yeah, he'll be around sometimes. You know, he's consulting. They were in meetings in training camp. But once the season started, we didn't think we were going to be seeing much of Mike Vrabel at all.
Yeah.
Based on what we were told.
Now, I've seen him in the building, but, you know, that's a weekday thing. That's weekday. So I saw him on the sidelines on Sunday, and I went, this is certainly going to be a point of discussion, and then everything else happened during the day, and it's kind of taken a back seat. I thought Dustin Hopkins would be a point of discussion, and here mum's been the word for the last 3.5 days. A lot of folks now, because I think that the countdown is on for a lot of fans. You've watched this so many times. He's given up play calling, and you go, okay, October 23rd was the day, and we're just over a month away from December in Berea. To the point there, where some folks are looking forward to maybe after the Chargers game, holding their breath and seeing what actually happens after that. So it happens quickly for some folks. And their immediate name that they bring up is Mike Vrabel. Great coach. I know, I famously showed my ass one time when it came to that. Great football coach. Great head coach. Good leader. Everything. Everything you'd want. Where's he from? Where's Mike Vrabel from, Anthony?
Yeah, right here in Northeast Ohio.
Did he grow up a Browns fan?
Yep.
Believe he did. Browns fans don't like what they're seeing right now. You think Mike Vrabel likes what he's seeing? So why would he sign up for it if he were given total power? Is he going to be given total power? Are they going to be willing to give him total power? I'm not going to deny it. He would maybe be interested in this, even though that you are starting with a quarterback that, I don't know, Mary Kay said they might feel that something's left in the tank. I don't know. Do you feel that there's anything left in that tank? I think it's bone dry when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Okay, so you're probably going to have a rookie quarterback next year. You are probably going to have a huge cap hit based on that, on the quarterback that you used to have. You might have to leave him on the roster just because of that cap hit there. I don't know but what's really the point if you don't intend to play him? And you want to hold on to that? I don't know if you could free up a roster spot just for somebody who's going to be able to play in another position for you. Or you can hold on to him and put him on the sidelines, which, I don't know, maybe that becomes a distraction for your rookie quarterback. Who the hell knows? It's October of 2024, for crying out loud. But I'm pointing out that Mike Vrabel, will he not have other situations that play themselves out for him? Will New England be a destination for him?
I think he will be.
Could it be one and done for Gerard Mayo? Yeah, more than likely, no. But could New England be a destination for him? There's several other places that might have a better
Mike
spot
Vrabel for
him.
Mike Vrabel is going to be as sought after as anybody in this next hiring cycle. I mean, that's an absolute fact. I did wonder, do you think there's a chance Stefanski is having so many issues? You've seen two things here. Did he ask Mike Vrabel? Did he say, I need your help on the sidelines? And then a few days later, I'm giving up play calling. Like, is it?
Maybe Mike went to him and said, you got too much on your plate,
buddy.
Well,
just to get rid of the conspiracy, maybe. Just because I offered up a conspiracy, which was, oh, was this taken away from him? Maybe the flip side of that is, maybe Kevin Stefanski, who we do know him to be, every time we've ever talked with Kevin Stefanski, whether it was on the grid or off the grid, he never struck me as somebody with an immense amount of ego. We know there's a certain amount of ego you need to be a head coach in the NFL. But compared to some of the other coaches we've come across, let's just say it, Hugh Jackson, like nowhere
Lima
close.
Said it, not me, for the record. 9:05:51
seconds. Is there a chance that Kevin Stefanski, he's not thinking about the future. He's not thinking about, you know, whether I'm going to be coaching this team 5 years from now. Is there a chance he's just like, Mike, I could use you on the sidelines. I could use your help here. We need to get some things straightened out.
You know high school guys, you know college guys. When things start to get a little bit wobbly, they bring in people they know. They bring in old familiar faces that they know. You know what? Even when things aren't going that bad, they bring in guys. Like, things are going pretty well for LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers. He brought back Robert Saleh for a quote-unquote fluid role with the Green Bay Packers because he can't actually have a full role because he might cost him money that's owed on the Jets contract. So, yeah, even if things are going well, they bring in people they know. Yes.
You bring in people that you trust that aren't going to BS you, right? That are going to tell you the truth whether
trust
you need
matters.
To hear it or not.
Trust
right?
matters. But, like, I'm not going to make that argument, and I won't make that argument. If worse comes to worse and they were to let go of Kevin Stefanski, if you think I'm going to sit here and argue against Mike Vrabel, no. I will go and I will pull him on a rickshaw from his home, wherever it is, and take him to Berea myself. I'm fine with that. But I'm thinking, man, you might have a bigger uphill battle than you think. Mike Vrabel's been all over the country. He is a longtime veteran NFL player. He knows what it's like. He's seen what it's like to have that pressure, to have that power. He's seen what it's like to have that power taken away from him, to see what it's like to have a situation crumble from beneath you and be blamed for it. He's going to go to the best situation possible that he can win with. If you do not offer him the best situation possible, no matter the money, because other teams have money, no matter the power, other teams will give him power.
Yes, they will
get him. You are not going to get him. I don't care if he's from here. I don't care if he was born right there at 76 Lou Groza Boulevard. He is going to make the best decision for himself. And as of right now, I wouldn't put you as the very best place for him. Of possible openings
not
that I
mention,
can think
Kenny,
of off the top of my head.
Not to mention,
like, if the Cowboys come calling, you got the Jerry Jones factor.
That's
but
a great
Jerry
point.
Jones has handed over power before. He handed it all over to Bill Parcells once, and they were a successful franchise.
And there might be a team that might be willing to offer him a lot of money come December 1st.
Oh, geez.
Write down 71. What's November 30th?
Well.
Michigan and Ohio State on November 30th. There could be a job opening on December 1st.
Where do your loyalties lie? Well,
I
want to know
now?
From you. Yeah, because you know where I want them. You know exactly where I want them.
You'd like him to be the next head coach of Michigan.
There are guys who are well-regarded coaches in both of these places that we're talking about right now. We're talking about putting carts before horses here. You better think. About who butters your bread, Anthony Lima.
Just circle that day, December 1.
Ohio State can find other great coaches.
December,
stop it.
December 1, 2024.
What are they going to do? They're going to lose to Michigan?
Might be a press conference schedule.
They could run backwards and beat Michigan this year. Did you see Michigan against Illinois?
But can they beat Penn State?
Okay, that's good.
Can you imagine if Drew Aller beats Ohio State? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if Drew Aller beats Ohio State? I won't celebrate it. Everybody thinks I will, but I won't. Even though I'm a big fan of Drew Aller. He's a fine young man and a good quarterback. Frank and Gatesman. I want to get back to this point that you were making. Frank, congratulations on all your success.
Yes.
You're next up on the fan. Go.
Hey, good morning. I'm trying to get back to the conversation about whether the players are humans or not. That's what I was waiting for.
Frank,
but you went off
once and for all. Frank, once and for all, settle this. Are players humans? What?
Yeah, so I'm an older guy. I've been going to games for 40-plus years, and I've never seen a crowd boo a player that got injured. I was at the game on Sunday. I heard some initial boos. I think it was more excitement that we were going to see a new quarterback than really boos. I think what happened on Sunday was sort of a perfect storm of all Browns fans really disappointed with the way the season's gone. You have to remember that probably half the fans never, maybe more, never wanted Deshaun Watson in the first place on this team. And he's not really opened up in a way that has.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Allowed fans to connect with them. I mean, think about Joe Flacco. He had one interview with you guys or with the media, and everyone loved him because he said we. He sounded passionate about the fans and the game, and Deshaun Watson has never done that in the 4 years, how many years he's been here. And
he did again, say we, think, but he was referring to his legal team.
He did, but he doesn't even say it in a way that you actually – he almost sounds like a robot when he's responding to questions. And for those reasons, again, I don't think people were booing because he got hurt. They were booing or making noise because of the excitement that we're finally going to see a different quarterback playing, which is something everyone wanted to see for the past 4 weeks. So I don't know. I think they're humans. I'll never think otherwise. Just wanted to make that comment.
Frank, thank you for the call. I didn't hear the rest of it after Lima's comment. Go ahead. 216-474-0092.
So, humans or not humans? Let's go to Jim in Strongsville.
Jim in Strongsville, hello.
I'm not sure. I think you two are human.
Fair.
You've seen me in person. We've met each other in person.
Listen, I think Mary Kay, and I love Mary Kay, but I think she's too close to this whole thing. She comes on there and they're like, well, they're not going to listen to... Listen, don't tell me what I'm seeing is... not what I'm seeing. I feel like there's this big mirage out there. And listen, these guys have been here 5 years now. This idea that they're both safe. No, after 5 years to be where we're at right now, somebody's getting fired. I don't care what line of work you're in. Somebody's getting fired. We know that the NFL is all about parity, guys. You know what makes the best? There's three different kinds of teams in the league. At the top, you've got the best teams. You know what those teams do? When the breaks don't go their way, they overcome them, and that's why they're constantly in the playoffs. In the middle, you got a bunch of teams that if they get a season where the breaks go their way, they get into the playoffs. If the breaks go the other way, they don't. And then at the bottom, you got the teams that can't even win when every break goes their way. The Browns have been the team in the middle. They have not been a team that's overcome anything. Look at last year. Look at the years when they've won and made it to the playoffs. The breaks have all gone their way, and they've taken advantage of them. And you're not a consistent winner when that's happening. And that's why when I look at this team and I look after 5 years of these guys, and I'm like, where exactly are we? Where are we in comparison to where we were? Are we better? Sure, we're better. But don't tell me that, well, Deshaun Watson, maybe there's something left in the tank. What? How many times are we going to say that maybe it was this reason Deshaun can
I don't think that is, but are we sure that that's Mary Kay's personal opinion, or is she just being pragmatic about it? Because who knows? I mean, it is a hell of a lot of money to have left on his contract. Somebody might try to talk. I would not condone it, but would somebody try to talk themselves into such an idea, Jim? I mean, it's a professional football team. Well, you know that.
At the same time, Ken, listen, I wish you would have asked this question because I was dying for it.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim. I can't cover all the bases. What?
What about Dee Podesta at the end of the year? He doesn't have a contract right now. As far as I'm concerned, he's probably gone.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me who Kaiser Soze is at this point? Because you have just as good a chance. I don't know what the guy does. I don't know. Jim, we've discussed it. I'm not mad at you. I'm getting loud and angry. I'm not mad at you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that was a question I would have wanted to hear. But my point is to this whole thing is like, look, I mean, I just look at where we're at. I mean, how can somebody not lose their job? I don't care what you do. Look at your radio. If somebody had a record of this after 5 years, wouldn't you be like, no, I really like the guy. I get that.
I don't know. We're a pretty patient group around here.
Well, you got that afternoon show going on.
I doggone it. I knew he'd do it. Get him. I knew he'd do it. I didn't set him up like that, Nick. I'm sorry. We love you. Anything other than talking about the other guy. Not Baskin and Phelps. I'm talking about...
Jonathan Peterlin?
No, not Jonathan. Jeez. Not Jonathan. Wow. I'm talking about Pauly Bedesta.
Danny Cunningham?
I'm talking about Pauly Bedesta.
Jason Stanford?
I'm talking about Pauly Bedesta. You got another one in there?
Who else has been there? I don't...
There you go.
Ilkin and Barrasso?
You guys are going straight to hell. Mitch, please, coming up at 9:45. Do you see him as humans? 216-474.
Yeah, we're going straight to hell. Let it go.
That was Lima's question.
That was a good question.
Do you see him as humans?
That was a good question, Lima.
All right, the Browns have lost two straight games. Scribble that. Three straight games. Oh, they corrected that. Four straight games.
Nope.
Keep redacted. Five straight games.
There you go.
And Deshaun Watson's season is over. What does the rest of the season mean for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? Well, Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin talk about it all with their podcast. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game drops every contest. Subscribe to the podcast now. 923thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
Daryl's been throwing flames.
He has.
Lately. He had that article, 923thefan.com, about the stadium being moved. Or the Browns building a new stadium, I should say. Did you get anything from what we were saying yesterday about the possible new stadium in the city? From your movers and your shakers that you know well?
No, I do find it interesting that we had asked the mayor of Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Brook Park.
Ed Orchid. Brook Park. Yeah, wouldn't make sense to ask the mayor of Brooklyn anything about Brook Park.
Tell us about your neighbors.
We asked him, where are they at? And he said 50-yard line. And then you heard Chris Ronayne speak the other day, and he's like, they're not even close to getting this done for Brook Park. And it's like, let the games begin, because now it's up to the Browns to sell you on the financing plan. I mean, that's what it's going to be. They've told you already what the public... what they are expecting from the public and what they are anticipating that they're going to come up with. You're going to hear a lot about this project pays for itself. All right, we'll find out if the Devils are in the details, but the Browns haven't really started that process yet. Once they do that, we'll be able to handicap, will they actually get this done on the timeline they want to get it done on?
Well, it would have to be done before what, 2025? Fall of 2025, right?
Well, is that because
it's 5 years away?
Is that because of the lease?
Well,
situation?
Yeah. What'd I say?
2025.
Yeah.
Is it a non-starter if they have to extend by 1 year here or there? Because if this hits a big roadblock,
I don't know.
You just heard
the mayor talking tough, and then the same press conference said, "Well, but if you want to come back to the table, you can come back to the table." So who knows? Who knows if it'll even be mayor by then? Maybe it'll be. Yep. You know what? I'm not even going to name names. Not even going to do that. I let my piece be known yesterday about a lot of this. You know, the Art Modell law, the tough talk. Again, does it say anywhere in the law? So I'm being told no. Yeah,
that stuff doesn't matter to me.
If anybody matches, right, they can't just make them sell it. So you can say, oh, yeah, another team's willing to buy it. All right, I'm glad you're willing to buy it. Bye-bye. Like, you could still do that. And I still think that this is posturing. This is why I'm being so flippant about this. It's not about, I don't think it's better civically. I don't think it's better. The stuff about, well, it does this, that, and the other for the economy. No, I'm not saying that. I've been upfront and honest with everybody numerous times over. The better that Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse looks and Progressive Field looks and wherever the Browns play, it's going to be better for all of us in this business, because I need healthy sports here in this business. I am a Cleveland sports radio guy. The only reason that this station exists is because we have three healthy sports teams here. So obviously I'm going to be very excited about it. I'm very open about all this. Very open and honest. Maybe brutally as much. But I will tell you is that it is my strident belief that the city or the powers that be are getting what they want, and they just can't come out and say that they're getting what they want because they want to run for other offices. Because I'll point it out again. If Justin Bibb wants to run for senator someday, and Kenny Carman wants to run for senator someday, and he's a Democrat, right, Justin Bibb? And say, I'm a Republican, which this does not have any bearing on anything. Don't even start. Don't even save that. It has no bearing. I love to keep everything open. But if I'm running against him, do you know what I'd do? If we're in political season, Justin Bibb's good for Ohio business. He pushed the Browns out of downtown Cleveland. What would he be willing to do to other businesses here in Ohio? Ken Carman wants to save jobs. Paid for by Anthony Lima. I mean, it's that simple. He doesn't want to be known as that guy.
I think he's
pinning it on the Browns.
I think this is all a waste of time. It's a waste of everybody's time. I don't understand why they wouldn't just get out there. And if they really wanted to further their political careers, they would say, yes, we are helping the region. We are getting the Browns a world-class facility. We're helping expedite that. And at the same time, we are going to spur incredible economic development and retail development right on the shores. We are going to have more people living here, more people coming to visit here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just going to be 10 dates a year.
I want to live here, permanent residence.
And it'll be mixed use. They could do all that.
Bingo.
This is not a hard thing, and it's an easy sell. And we're going to improve our public transportation to make sure that when we have all these big events, we're going to have even more hotels downtown that people can come in, fly into Cleveland, stay in the hotels, take the public transportation down to Brook Park, go to the games, come back to Cleveland. Live, eat, visit, experience. Like, you can do all that.
This isn't
some big loss. If the Browns go to Brook Park, for the political leaders, they don't have to make it be a big loss.
I'm rooting for it. I am rooting for it because I want there to be permanence on the lakefront. Which, by the way, now that you've opened up Pandora's box about Burke Lakefront Airport, are we going to not continue to have that conversation?
Should we? Oh, we should
or
have
is
had that conversation
just because
20
the Browns
years ago.
Well, we should have. But when you open that up, well, if it's feasible for the Browns, but the Browns aren't going to stay here, so they're going to go to Brook Park, that's all of a sudden means that thing it needs to stay? Is that what we have to do now? Or was this just posturing? See, that's something that would probably need to be held accountable for Mayor Bibb or for the next mayor or the mayor after him. So that's something that needs to be discussed. But, I want permanence there. Yeah, I'm rooting for it to work. But there's been so many times where they've said the word opportunity, and that's all it's really been, and it's usually been a fumble. And that's a big problem for a lot of people. So I have to go with what I have. Like Dan Gilbert, we had Nick Barlage in here. The background's broken. That whole thing is being built. That's right there. That's an investment.
Oh, did you notice that? By the way, a little thing that Nick kind of threw in there, and I don't know, maybe it was intentional, maybe it was just a slip of the tongue.
Ooh, what's this?
But he talked about the core, we believe the core of this city is important to have all of this downtown. He believed it was part of the core of the city.
Core? Does that mean they're not trading away any of the core four? Or?
Well, we do that. They're sticking. And it looked good after last night.
216-474-0092. There is another person who may be leaving. Here is Chris Antonetti a couple of days ago about a one Shane Bieber.
We had a chance to connect with Shane before he headed back to Arizona, where we will continue to support his rehab. We told Shane we'd love to have him back. I think Shane has interest in coming back, but at the same time, he's at a point in his career now where he's earned the right to become a free agent, and he gets to choose the next place where he'll pitch. And you know, hopefully we'll continue to be in dialogue with Shane, and maybe Cleveland will be an option for him as he thinks about that next chapter.
I really want to bring him back.
Boy, that did not sound like he was very hopeful.
It didn't sound like he was hopeful, but I really want to bring him back.
Am I reading that wrong, Owen?
I don't know. It sounded to me like I don't know if they've talked to his agent or whatever, but there's been a number floated to the Guardians at some point that the Guardians were not willing to go to.
Clearly.
And that they will allow him now, after having Tommy John surgery, to go see if that number still exists. And if that number doesn't exist anymore, come on back and let us know what the new number is.
Maybe we
can make that work.
Okay. I would want him to be able to. Am I silly for thinking he'll be fine when he comes back?
No.
Am I silly to believe that?
I mean, it's 2024. Tommy John, pitchers have Tommy John all the time now, and they come back.
Because if he's solid when he comes back.
Is he going to be ace Shane Bieber anymore? I don't know if we can say that.
Well, I mean, he's won a Cy Young, so can I expect this?
In a 60-game season.
They still won a Cy Young. I don't care. Hey, the Dodgers still put the trophy in the case.
Trevor Bauer won a Cy Young, and you don't want him here.
Yeah. Why not, Kenny?
I said it's impossible.
Innocent until proven guilty,
Kenny.
I said it's impossible to bring him back. That's what I said. I didn't say anything of what you accused me of.
Why, he's not allowed in the city?
No, they're not going to have him play for the Guardians.
Not impossible.
It is impossible. They're not going to allow him to play for the Guardians. The Guardians aren't going to allow him to play for the Guardians.
All I know is this. Shane Bieber can get us to a spot where we're not doing almost universal bullpen games in the postseason.
That's true.
I mean, my God.
Yeah. Like, Tanner Bibee was great this year. He's mm-hmm. not the ace yet. Not right now. He might have to be next season. I hope that's not where we are going and saying, hey, that's number one, and because he went over 100 pitches like five times this year.
Yeah.
Four times.
Although, who is?
And he was the only one
that did
it.
Who is these days?
But in the regular season, no, you're thinking about what's happened over the last couple of weeks. In the regular season, that stuff still happens. When you get to the playoffs, that's where you get to five-inning games and four-inning games. And
well, I actually think it's been more.
It's a different beast. You have to be able to build it, and they thought they had it built that way. But I do think that they taxed out their bullpen during the season because – Tanner Bibee was the only one making it long runs.
Historically, you're right, but I think this last year was, can we get to five innings? And that wasn't just a Cleveland thing. I think that was an everybody thing. Can you get to five innings? And then it became, can you get to four?
Yeah, that's why it was disappointing that they didn't win, because it feels like baseball as a whole is down, and that it's come back to a team, to a small market team like we are, that is built that way. And then, you know, Giancarlo Stanton hits four out.
But wouldn't that be, that's true, but wouldn't that be the reason why I want to make sure that we do everything we can to bring back Shane Bieber? Now, I understand that the investment, do you want to make a huge investment out of a guy that's just had Tommy John surgery? No team wants to do that.
Right.
But if he goes out
there.
That's
why I think this is Antonetti saying, go see what the money's like. We don't want to be the one that has to tell you that the money you were going to get last season is gone now.
Can I sign
but
something?
Go see what the money's like and come back to us. We want first dibs.
Do you want something commensurate with it? Yeah, I would like to be able to have the offer to match anybody out there. Or can we do something where we give you $1 million more as a thanks? Can we do any of that sort of thing? Because I assume he'll come back and he'll still be a very good pitcher. And I assume that he'll come back and he'll be not strong, quote unquote, but I think he'll be a strong pitcher and possibly a number one. I got to get Gavin Williams figured out, both physically and mentally a little bit. Tanner Bibee's the same way. And both of those guys probably just need more seasoning. I don't know what to do with Tristan McKenzie
right now. He exists.
Exactly. I don't know what to do with him. Our best is still yet to come. Andrew Walter's coming out of the bullpen. And then you have Travis Bezzana down there on the farm, which I expect that Zach Meisel's going to be right. And sometime midsummer next year, he'll be back with the club. So there's a lot of things to get there. Yeah, I'd like another veteran other than Austin Hedges. And Austin Hedges is great. He's a future manager. Well, but I'd like a veteran in the staff to be able to hold this down. Not just Carlos Carrasco hoping again.
That veteran this year was Carlos Carrasco, and that was thank you for giving us innings, Carlos.
And Ben Lively.
And that's it.
And Ben Lively,
who traditionally has not been
overwhelming. Who I think wants to fight the organization that he didn't get a shot to pitch.
Well, no.
I would take Ben Lively in that fight. He looks like an ass kicker.
No pitcher is going to be thrilled that they were left off a postseason roster. Not a single one. Let me get to Fred in Cleveland. Back to the Browns. Hello.
Hey, man, I just want to say first, like, it's got to suck, man. Like, can we go to Keep It Real Radio, man? Because for 4 years, everybody called in, including myself, seeing what we were seeing. And again, like that caller said, like, you got Mary Kay, you got you guys. We're trusting you guys to tell us the truth, man. Like, you guys don't keep it real. Like, we seen Deshaun throwing the ball in the dirt for 4 years. We knew he was damaged goods. We seen excessive amounts of money. It's not like money ball.
We're going to go way over on. I'm sorry. When have I lied to you?
Well, I'm not going to say that you lied.
Are you saying I've lied to myself? Are you accusing me of lying to myself?
No, but here's the deal. You guys ride the gray area too much when it comes to the Browns. Like, you guys be scared to keep it real and say the truth. Shout out to G. Bush, because on Saturdays he keep it real. We be seeing the same thing as fans.
What is the truth?
On Deshaun Watson?
It's a money grab. B. Podesta sucks with the draft picks. He's not a quality guy. He's a quantity guy. He believes in grabbing a whole lot of picks and hoping something work out, man. He doesn't draft quality. He found quality in a 57-round pick. 50 round, whatever the case may be, with JLK. He messed up with Odell Beckham. He's holding him out. The Browns was holding.
You're talking about wrong. Andrew Berry. Where does Paul DiBadesta fit in? You mentioned DiBadesta.
I'm talking about the whole thing, man. It's like a cluster of power struggle. You got now Ken Dorsey coming in.
I want to get back to what you think Garrett Bush said. Who, by the way, champion of Garrett Bush.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice eraser phrase for you, ain't it?
What did Garrett Bush say about Deshaun Watson over the last month? I can tell you it's not what you think he said.
Oh, no, Garrett's giving up on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but he didn't. He said keeping it real. That's why I listened to Garrett Bush. Garrett Bush was saying 4 weeks into the year that Deshaun Watson was being wronged by everybody and still had it. He doesn't have it. He clearly didn't have it.
Well, see, I don't listen to Garrett Bush every week. I listen to you guys during the week more so.
Here it is, Fred. Fred.
Here it goes. Like, you guys ain't going to even let me make the point. I listen to you guys Monday through Friday.
Thank you.
Because I'm in the truck driving, working.
So make the point. What's the point?
Good man, Fred.
What's the point? Thank you, Fred. But continue. What's the point? Get to it.
All right. Without pointing fingers at anybody and any of this stuff, the whole thing is bad, man. It's all bad. And now they're going to distract us with the whole move to Brook Park thing, you know, to keep us from paying
attention. No, there's no way that's a distraction. That's 5 years away. There's no way that's a distraction. Fred!
I understand it, but
They paid him $230 million. Okay? He can't stay healthy. He's a basket case out there on the field. All right? I got a coach that we don't know if they've taken power away from him, if he's made this decision. We shouldn't even have to question in the first place. We have players who are getting in fights with fans right now over social media and over what was possibly said and not said in a stadium right now, and they're 1-6. And I got a chief strategy officer who I don't know what he does, and I haven't known what he's done for a decade right now. All right, and then we get to the Andrew Berry stuff. How is a stadium going to distract from any of that?
All right, let me just say this, and then I'm gonna listen to you guys with the air. It's gonna distract us because it's a tanking rebuild down to the studs thing right now. What's going on? Whether people want to see it, you're looking at it like it's a light demo. It's not. I'm in the housing thing. It's a down to the stud thing. Be real with it.
Fred,
for 5 years, you're gonna be talking about the stadium.
I will make you a solemn promise. All right, I gotta let you go. I will make you a solemn promise with my right hand in the air. Both hands just to show you I ain't crossing anything off. If they go to fire one of those three men here soon, and I start talking about interior decorating in that stadium, I will give my seat up to Fred, and I will go off and do something else. Don't you trick me into it, because I know what you'll do, Owen. Especially you, Slippery Wizard. Mitch is actually he means well. He's a good boy. I'm telling you right now, there's no way that that's going to distract anything. You think I'm going to sit there and go, look at the glass they're putting in over there, my God. No. No, I don't have any answers from any of this stuff. I have nothing. Anytime things go good, he shows up. Anytime things go bad, he disappears. I was surprised he was there on Sunday. Then I didn't see him when things started going bad. I don't know what he does. Who does he pick? Who does he not pick? Who's in charge? Who's not in charge? He's an idea man. Rasputin was an idea man. I have no idea what he does. And then we get the Andrew Berry. Nice guy. Kevin Stefanski. Nice guy. Might both be out on their ass at the end of the year. How's that going to distract? How's the stadium going to distract from that? In the middle of July, yeah, I might be talking about stadium stuff. I'm not sure. But, yeah, no, not during this. Mitch, please.
All right, guys. This comes to us from yesterday's episode of Afternoon Drive, in which Ross Tucker was on with the guys. And Ross and the guys got into a conversation about if the Browns would move on from Kevin Stefanski after this season. Ross saying it would be a bit of a short-sighted move.
I think it would be very short-sighted, and it would be the type of move that is made really just to try to appease the fan base or media. If they let go of Stefanski, I think it'd be the type of move that you make almost like a sacrificial lamb. The people that make those decisions, like Jimmy Haslam, and I don't know who else is involved, his wife or Dee Podesta or whatever, they know that Stefanski's a good coach. They know that. So if they fire him, it's really just trying to point the finger at someone.
Thoughts. Opinions.
Sacrificial lamb. I don't know if it would be just that. I think it's what happens when you have bad teams and things go off the rails. They fire the coach because the coach isn't doing a good enough job.
Do we have to take a page out of our own book when it comes to Andrew Filippone? You don't know where I'm going with that, do you?
No, go ahead.
These last, how long have we known Pony? A decade?
Mm-hmm.
You and I, even before we were on the air together? For a decade now, I've told Pony that he's nuts about Mike Tomlin. I'm an outsider. Well, you don't get it. You're an outsider. You're too far out. And I'm like, no, you're in the bubble. Could we do the same thing with Kevin Stefanski? Can I find an outsider outside of Cleveland who thinks Kevin Stefanski sucks?
Now, I don't. You know what's interesting about Stefanski? I do think he has a much higher approval rating outside of Cleveland than here. But he also isn't one of the guys that people rifle off in the same vein they do Shanahan, McVay, even
yep.
Sean Payton.
Very understated.
I do not hear people reference Stefanski in that way, despite winning Coach of the Year twice and being the coach of a team, of all teams, of all organizations, the Browns, and getting to the playoffs twice, which you feel should count a little extra.
Yeah.
Knowing everything we know.
Because if I said, oh, you guys want Kevin Stefanski to stay or go, I think we'd line the calls up and a lot of people would say go, and I would maybe upset with some of the reasoning for, but you know, you're 1-6. But I can't find, man, how many have we ever had a outside media person? And Ross joins every week, so maybe you can kind of consider him inside. But if we had any national media perspective say that, nah, he's got to go, this is untenable and he's got to go. I remember I was on Will Brinson's podcast once. And he asked me if in 2022, he asked me if Stefanski was safe. And I'm like, yeah, of course. He was surprised. That was like the only person I've ever heard outside of Cleveland who's been surprised about his future. When they move on from this, when they move on from the play calling, I am worried about that. It does concern me. What's the next move? Like the video was posted of you and I, and I'm sure the Marble Mouth posted it, of you and I talking about what went down when Kevin Stefanski removed himself, according to him, of calling plays. And Joe says, LOL, this is what everyone wanted for 5 seasons. Now everyone has a problem. Fan base and media that covers this team is goofy. I didn't want it. I did not want it. I did not want, I thought he was going to give up play calling during the offseason, but I did not. I'm not one of them. Were you one of them? Did you want him to continue to call plays?
I thought
I've had disagreements with some of the plays that he's called, certainly, but I mean, it's five years. Of course, you're going to have that.
I do want to reiterate that I don't, by and large, I don't think play calling matters anywhere near as much as I think our listeners think it matters. I think they're all using the same plays. They're still going to go to work with the menu of plays that they worked on during the week and they thought they had some success with. Now, they're going to work together and script the plays. Stefanski's always done that.
You know, when I get mad at certain things, I'm glad you brought that up. And this becomes kind of a long answer. When I get mad at certain play calls, why do you get mad? It's not because it didn't work. It's because of the personnel you might have used. Like Cedric Tillman on a jet sweep doesn't make much sense to me. You know, you taking a shot with Deshaun Watson on a reverse pass where he's lined up in the slot.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fine. Why'd you run a draw, though, on third down and not really manageable when you don't have a good run game.
And with the quarterback who said earlier in the season, and, I'm not a running back.
And if you want to run a draw, that's fine, but then you're telling me it's four down territory. Why did you try to kick a field goal? He missed the field goal, but still, why did you try to kick the field goal then? Like, these are things where I'm going, that's not like him. That's not the Kevin Stefanski offense I've seen. That's what leads me to think he's desperate. That's what leads me to think, okay, maybe this would be the natural time he does finally say, enough is enough. I give up play calling then. Or maybe they saw it and they said, you know what? We got to take it away from him. Hopefully it isn't like that. Hopefully he made his own decision, but we won't find out until, Tone, December in Berea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.